Karanan Durwa Mara. This life will not really make sense without you, Senor. Senor, you send your only begotten son, make it go anchor for us. Lord Jesus, me, I can't take your place, not your place. Everything where man be, now God, now I make him. I say anything where man be, now God, now I make him. Men, they travel, go Dubai, just to go seek for pleasure. But you, there's nowhere to go. You are your own environment. That is why you created everybody to bring you pleasure.
You know they break my heart. I've seen about your mercy, seen about your grace. Now you they bust my brain every night I pray. Daddy, where they come, Daddy, where they best. Forever you're my father. Now you they give me rest. Where
Amsterdam to perform. If you notice, I'm gliding and I'm mellow and I'm positive, it's because I went to a coffee shop earlier today. So I want to say I'm in my positive meditation and my positive vibes. And as I'm in that positive meditation and that positive vibes, I just want to say this, that we notice over in Norway, an individual got mad and decided that he wanted to take the world into his own hands and to kill young people for nothing. I am saying that to say that we need people who look out for people no matter what your color, no matter what your religion. We call them heroes. We need more people like those around who can look outside of themselves and understand what's happening in the next man's world and not be offensive. So at this moment, this song I'm about to do is called Heroes, because I miss my heroes. I'm from Jamaica. And since our heroes died, they have tried to take away the voices that gave the people pride and hope and will, and everybody is violent and everybody is crazy. But we must remember Bob Marley, Marcus Garvey, all these greats who stood up and said equal rights and justice must be for all, no matter where you're from or who you are. So this one is called Missing Our
I'm so
grave, them a go for my dead. They broke the national curfew. Sell we all sleep and I think we won't have a chance. Armageddon, in case 2012 is a reality where none of us will exist anymore, I want to say it was good knowing y'all, doing this music with you. And remember, Nostradamus and all these people predicted these things. But the Mayans said, if we all come together with a positive energy and ask for forgiveness in the real way, maybe the earth won't collapse anymore. So we need to start thinking green, like the green herbs. They should have been thinking green a long time ago, man. Let's praise Jah. love. Thank you so much. Myself a revolutionist in music because I speak about things that people are afraid to talk about, and it is justice where it is concerned. And so now we're looking in Somalia and see where tens of thousands of children are dying because they don't have water and they don't have food. What kind of world are we living in? It's 2011. The world is supposed to end next year, they say. And we're behaving like this as human beings, you know? Where are the love for people like those in Somalia? They're human beings. I say this everywhere I go, that despite the fact that I might be black, or maybe a little brownish, and you may be white, and the next person may be Indian or Chinese, we all have the same amount of body parts. We have two nostrils, two ears, two eyes, two lips, one mouth, two arms, two legs. We go to the bathroom, we do the same thing. It looks the same way. We love the same way. We cry the same way. We smile the same way. Why can't we just love the same way, you know? Let us just forget about that thing where you're over there and I'm over here. You know, racism, prejudice, all these things need to stop in the world, and people just need to love. When you burn herbs, it gives you such a good feeling, and you just want to love everybody that comes along. The world, they need to burn some herb, man. So we say stop genocide in the poorer countries. We say stop child slavery, child labor. It is wrong for children to work like they're human, like they're big people or adults. You know what I mean? And us in here can make a difference in our little communities. One family at a time, one friend at a time. See? So we're going to jump up and burn Babylon right now. Yeah! Yes, sir.
How
you know I give thanks? Things are alright.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah, we know they are always busy on the world.
Yes, sir.
Lioness from the Rise.
Yes.
Massive, 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 massive album.
Yes, sir.
Lioness on the Rise. And after that, enough music coming out.
Yeah, man.
How they are doing on the mission?
I am encouraged on the mission, you know? It is in perilous times, like people like myself are needed, and I am energized and aware of everything that's happening. So it is encouraging, you know. And give thanks for the part that I am on.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I.
Yeah, I give her an iTunes like it hard.
Yes. Yes.
Tell her about that.
Well, you know, in Jamaica now, it's not that no problem anymore kind of thing going on. You know, the people are very much oppressed by governments and promises and all that stuff that they do, and the real people on the ground suffer, you know. It's hard to get by, like, from a day-to-day basis. So you find that the families are being separated because the parents are always out there looking for the food, so the kids are left alone, and then promiscuity and sexual exploitation, all these things creep in, you know. So summing it up together, it's kind of hard to deal with it, you know. Yeah.
And first time I heard Heroes.
Yes.
So emotional.
Yes, yes.
Tears come out of my eyes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I put one of the vibes in that tune, right?
Yes, because that tune is like I was going through an energy when that tune was written, because the whole inquiry of Dodos and this problem that took place with this great Don that we have over there and government. And so you find that it was slowly boiling into the explosion. And, you know, I saw that the exploitation of the people was rampant. You know, everybody was on board with selling out the people and leading them into a path of destruction and not necessarily wanting to guide them. And it's like voices like Miss Lou and Marcus Garvey and Sam Sharp were voices that, you know, would pull the people along even if they couldn't make it. And they are being silenced, you know, they are not being remembered properly. When their anniversaries come around, they just pass, you know, and the kids are not reminded of what Miss Lou meant when she did Ring Ding, which was a kid's game that taught kids how to be kids by singing kids' songs and behaving like children, you know. That has been removed and replaced with exploitation, sexually and otherwise. And so that song just came about too, just looking on at the news and everything that's happening, and even the people in their ignorance of not understanding that it is genocide in a sense, you know, of the mind.
Yeah.
So that's how those songs come about.
Yes. And I follow the news closely in Jamaica.
Yes.
Things like beheadings and all these.
Yes. Yes, yes, because you see, it's small and it is in concentrated areas, but to the eye looking on, it would seem, by the way it is also presented on the internet, that it is a chaotic situation happening down there, but that's not the majority. And that is why it is good that people like myself can come out here and can really speak the truth for what it is without compromise of government or tourist board, because at the end of the day, my duty is to represent the people of that country. These beheadings and all this stuff that you see are happening are, in a sense, illusion from alcoholism being introduced to some minds that are already uneasy and upset with problems that they might be having, and then having such access to alcohol. Alcohol is everywhere in Jamaica. Hard alcohol. So everybody is drinking, babies are drinking, and teenagers, and it's accessible to them, and the government stay quiet. And so these things are accessible to troubled minds also. You know, it's a little island where a lot of struggles have happened and a lot of families have had difficulties. So when these things are just around the corner for them to access, they are among people. So revenge and anger is right there. Everybody is frustrated. They don't have what they're supposed to have. And it is just that energy is just keep building on that energy. And it is so easy to fix it. But it's almost as if this thing they say about the Illuminatis and the fact that they control the world and they do what they want, and they, you know, this is a minority controlling the majority thing. It's like, even to speak on behalf of the people. You want to be tight-lipped. You don't want to say anything because they might want to censor you. They might want to shut you down because you're ignorant, as they would want the people to believe. So that's why we speak the truth, not of ourselves or of our own belief, but of the voice of the people, what they say in their homes, what they are concerned about. And so if you try to silence me, you'll be silencing that voice, and then there'll be a reaction, and then it's not about me anymore, you know? And we need more people who are willing to fight on behalf of the people in that way, in all the poorer countries around the world, and not for their own personal gain somewhere along the road, you know?
We can look out for more inspiration.
Yes, definitely.
More meditation music from the eye.
Yes, because it's not about being perfect and having all the answers, but it is being aware in your imperfection and understanding that the greatest aim is to be perfect at the end of the day. So why not begin to help each other instead of me talking down to you or you talking down to me? We talk to each other and then we have solutions, and that's what I try to do in music, not necessarily to dictate, but to have a conversation. Let's talk about this thing. You know, so it definitely will be more, and I keep it fun, keep it, you know, music. Yeah,
always a joy to listen to the high music.
Give thanks.
Tell I know about the eye, how the eye is working.
Well, yes, we're working on it's the second one from VP Records, is a company I have a little contract with right now. So the second one is due. So as I heard, Rebel.